This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to ROFM, your local community access radio station. The time is 8 o'clock, a time for another hour of the great music that came out in the 1960s with the 60s and nostalgia show. Nothing really planned for the show tonight, but I do want to start off with a small tribute to Garth Hudson, who was the multi-instrumental player and mainly a keyboardist with the band called The Band in the 1960s and 70s. Garth Hudson passed away this week on the 21st of January. He died in his sleep at a nursing home in Woodstock, in New York, on the 21st of January, aged 87. Garth Hudson was born on the 2nd of August in 1937, of course better known as Garth Hudson, and he was the musical genius behind the band, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994, and he was the last living original member of the band. He also had the title of a CM, which is the Order of Canada, and that apparently is the second highest honour in Canada after the Order of Merit. So he certainly had an impact not only in the musical field as well. Bit of a musical genius. Main instruments were piano, accordion, keyboards and saxophones. And didn't matter what sort of saxophone, he played the whole host of them. And also, I think, played the trumpet. He was born in Ontario, and his parents were musicians. His mother played the piano and the accordion and sang, and his father, who had been a fighter pilot in World War One, played the drums, saxophone, clarinet, flute and piano. So certainly Garth had a musical upbringing. He was approached in 1961 by Ronnie Hawkins and Levon Helm to join the Hawks, and he actually declined that offer, but they persisted, and in December 61 he agreed to join the band on two conditions. One, that Hawkins buy him a Lowry organ, and that he be paid an extra $10 a week by each of the other band members to give music lessons to the other Hawks. And the reason for the second one was in part to justify the move to his parents because he feared that they would think he was squandering his musical education by playing in a rock and roll band. We'll play the right machine. So we'll start off with a track from the band, the track called The Wait. The band there with their first hit, and of course that came from the album Music from Big Pink, and was put out in 1968. So when Garth Hudson joined the Hawks, the backing band at the time for Ronnie Hawkins, the band already consisted of a 21-year-old Yvonne Helm on drums and three 18-year-olds, Robbie Robertson on guitar, Rick Danko on bass and Richard Manuel on piano. And that lineup would eventually become the band. Of course, when they left Ronnie Hawks, they became the backing band for Bob Dylan at the time when Dylan went electric, and the band was his backing band, and along with Bob Dylan got subjected to a whole lot of abuse and heckling for Dylan to be so stupid, I suppose, to give away his folk career and go electric. So the band toured with Dylan, and then when Bob Dylan had a severe car, a motorbike accident in 1966, I think it was, they had moved to Woodstock, and because Bob Dylan wasn't touring, they had plenty of time on their hands. So they really refreshed their sound, and the sound became the familiar sound of the band, and call it Americana or roots music or whatever it might be. It was certainly a lot different to music at the time, and greatly influenced Eric Clapton, and also influenced George Harrison along with a host of others. So the band were a very influential band, particularly from the 70s onwards. Next up, we'll play the second hit they put out, and this was the song called Up on Cripple Creek that came out in 1969.
She defends me, a drunkard's dream.
Up on Cripple Creek, and that was from the second album they put out, simply called The Band, and that was released in 1964. And one of the other tracks on that album that was a big hit was a song that was also covered in the 70s by Joan Baez, the song called The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
'65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They
The band with the night they drove old Dixie down, bringing the time to 20 minutes after 8 o'clock here on Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the 60s and Nostalgia Show. We might also play another couple of songs that were recorded by the band. They recorded these in the late 1960s, but the record wasn't actually officially released until the 70s. A whole lot of songs featuring them and Bob Dylan. But we'll give you a break from the band, one of my favourite bands, and if I don't take a break, I'll play the band music right through, which is probably not what you want. So we'll take a break from the band and hear a little bit of Dusty Springfield.
One, two, three.
Len Barry there, and he was a bit of a one-hit wonder with that song called One, Two, Three. Right, here's Traffic and a song called Hole in My Shoe. One of the good things about 60s music, and I suppose music in general, is that sometimes you continue to pick up a new information about a particular song or band or whatever. And I happened to bump into Michael during the week. Now, Michael's been a long time a listener to the 60s show. He's been listening for virtually all the time I've been doing it. And thanks for sticking with me, Michael, and thanks for giving me this information. We were talking about Love Affair and Everlasting Love, and Michael mentioned that they used studio musicians and an orchestra, which I knew, and that's wasn't uncommon in the 1960s when you look at some groups who used session musicians, not only in the UK, but also in the States. And, of course, there was that famous session group in Los Angeles called the Wrecking Crew, which had, at various times, guys like Leon Russell and Glenn Campbell on it. The long-term drummer was Hal Blaine, and Carol Kay was a long-time bassist. So wasn't anything new. But the interesting thing that Michael told me was that the backup singers included Kiki D, who later went on to greater things with Elton John and a long career. And of course, she put out that duet with Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. So here we go, Michael. I thought we'd play Everlasting Love. Everlasting Love.
heart's gone astray. He's been hurt when they go. I went away just when you need me so. You won't regret I've come back begging you. Won't you forget? Welcome love we once knew. Open up your eyes, then you realize here I stand with my everlasting love. Need you by my side, girl, to be my bride. You'll never be denied, everlasting love. From the very start, open up your heart.
Oh,
Death of a Clown and a song put out by Dave Davies, and that was during a period where he had left the Kinks and later rejoined them, but he left the Kinks because I think he had won too many fights with his a brother, Ray Davies, and they were notorious for all the scraps and fights and niggles they had when the Kinks were on top of the world. And it didn't matter whether it was when they were recording or performing on stage. If they wanted to have a swing at each other, they certainly did. So I don't know whether you'd say that's typical sibling behaviour or not. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock here on Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the 60s Nostalgia Show. And next we've got a track from 1968 by Nina Simone, the song called Ain't Got to / I Got Life, and this is a song from the rock opera here.
Ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind. Ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name, ain't got no ticket, ain't got no token, ain't got no God. And what about God? Why am I alive anyway? Yeah, what about God? Nobody can take away. Got my hair, got head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sick. I got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my blood, I've got life, I got my freedom, I've got life, I've got life, and I'm gonna keep it, I've got life, and nobody's gonna take it away.
Hear it, no more fussing and a fighting, baby. Hold me tight. Let's let bygones be bygones. Let's think about tomorrow, girl. Our future's bright. Well, I know I was wrong, but I was just a fool, too blind to see. You were the only girl for me. Oh, but now I see the light, and everything's gonna be alright, baby. Hold me tight. Ba 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 ba. Well, I know I was wrong, but I was just a fool, too blind to see. You were the only girl for me.
everything's gonna be alright, baby. Hold me tight, girl, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I need you. I don't mean maybe. You will always be my baby.
From 1968, there, Johnny Nash and Hold Me Tight. And the year before that, in 1967, the Stone Ponies put out this great song written by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees. The Stone Ponies featuring Linda Ronstadt and A Different Drum. Right, I will sneak back. I'll only play one more song from the band. And as I mentioned before, these songs were recorded in the 1960s. But the song that I'm going to play wasn't released officially until the 1970s. And the reason for that is that when Bob Dylan was badly injured in that motorbike crash, as he recovered, he used to pop around to the Big Pink, where the band lived or congregated, and they'd go down into the basement and just jam around and play some songs. And they were recorded but never released at the time. They made about 100 different tracks, and they were never released, and bootleg copies of the tapes started to appear in the early 1970s and became so popular that the old record company, sniffing a dollar or two, they decided to officially release what was known as the basement tracks, and it's been released several times and remastered and all the rest of it. But the songs, as I said, they released or recorded a whole host of songs, and here's one of them, which I think will highlight Garth Hudson's ability on the keyboards. The song called A Crash on the Levee, Down in the Flood.
Crash on the levee, mom, water's gonna overflow. Swamp's gonna rise, no boat's gonna roll. Now you can train on down to Williams Point. You can bust your feet, you can rock this joint, but oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? You gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Now don't you try and move, you're just gonna lose. There's a crash on the levee and mama, you've been refused. Well, it's sugar for sugar, it's salt for salt. If you go down in the flood, it's gonna be your fault. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Well, the high tide's rising, mama, don't you let me down. Pack up your suitcase, mama, don't you make a sound. Now it's king for king, queen for queen. It's gonna be the meanest flood that anybody's seen. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow.
There we go. The band is recorded in the basement. Right, 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. Time for Sandy Shaw.
Venus must have heard my plea. She has sent someone along for me. A long, long time for somebody to call mine, and at last he's come along. Baby, oh, nothing can go wrong. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. Love must be the greatest thing. I know now I sing a sing of the moon and stars above. How I love to be in love. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. I'm more than sure. Since love come, I don't want more than to kiss him every night. Makes every day, baby, oh, long, long live love. Each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. Long, long live love.
Sandy Shaw with Long, Long Live Love. And we've got time for one more, and I think we'll go out with Joe South, and a song he wrote himself and produced himself, a song called Games the People Play.
What they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we'll say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we'll hope to die. Said the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the most of hell with hate, come on, get on board. Whoa, la da 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 la da 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 da. Talking about you. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up. You and me, brother, and the game people play now. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me, oh, and the game people play. I wonder, can you come out and play? Oh, in the morning,
oh,
yeah. Talking about you.
Hey, Joe South with the games that, or the games that people play, bringing to a close another edition of the 60s and Nostalgia Show, which was the first broadcast all over of the wonderful Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7. Before I to spear off home, I'll put on some commercial-free Kiwi music, and it'll take you right through until the next scheduled program here on Arrow FM. Quick look at the weather forecast. Tomorrow's going to be a minimum of 17, a maximum of 28. It's going to be mainly fine with some morning and evening cloud with nor'easterlies. On Sunday, a few showers are frequent and heavier in the afternoon. A northerlies are developing for a time in the afternoon and evening. The minimum will be 13 degrees and the maximum again 28. On Monday, rain clearing in the evening, southwesterlies becoming fresh, and as we would expect with a southerly, the minimum is 8 degrees and the maximum is 19. So the weather forecast doesn't look too bad. We might get a little bit of moisture, well, that won't go amiss with the farmers, and certainly the temperatures are picking up, which is good news. Not sure what's really on over the weekend sporting-wise, other than another a round of the Super Smash, the T20 competition for men and women, and that's starting to heat up. They're getting closer and closer to the finals, and there's been some great cricket played by the men, and particularly by the women. The Wellington team is certainly hitting its straps at the right time, particularly the Kerr sisters, Amelia and Jess. And can't imagine growing up in that household with two people as talented as that, and mum and dad also representative sports people as well. So yeah, the Wellington team really starting to hit its straps, which is good news. So I think I'll be content to blob out a bit at times to get out of the rain or the hot weather, and just bug out on the couch and watch a little bit of cricket. Whatever you are going to be doing, take care, and take care during the weekend. We will catch you next Friday night at 7 o'clock with the Blues Show, and at 8 o'clock with the 60s Nostalgia Show. And I suppose for a lot of the parents, the good news might well be that the kids go back to school at some point in the next week. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station that broadcasts all over the wonderful Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7 and elsewhere via our website, arrowfm.co.nz. And let's not forget, you can catch programs live or recorded on Wairarapa Regional TV, which is a Freeview channel number 41. And if you manage to miss all of those, you can go to our website and click on the programs tab. And when the programs pop up, just scroll down and pick your program, and you'll be able to select the latest show, along with the whole lot of podcast rather of the previous shows. The time is now 2 minutes after 9 o'clock, so it's time for some commercial-free Kiwi music.